Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. It's your boy, Brandon Cole, here to help you navigate this crazy world one mindful moment at a time. Today, we're diving into something that could feel like an emotional minefield: self-forgiveness and letting go of regret. Ever find yourself stuck replaying past mistakes in your head? You know that feeling, right? Like you're on a mental loop watching the same embarrassing movie over and over again. Well, guess what? We all do it. But here's the thing, dwelling on regrets isn't helping anyone, not even your past self. Today, we're going to explore how practicing self-forgiveness can actually be a superpower, a way to break free from that emotional prison and finally move forward with more peace and clarity. Trust me, it's a game changer. I'm talking about unlocking a whole new level of self-compassion and embracing the power of letting go. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, understand that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Think of your life as a giant learning curve. Every stumble, every misstep, it's all just valuable information feeding into your personal growth. Nobody is perfect, and expecting perfection from yourself is like trying to catch smoke in your hands. It's simply not possible. Number 2. Shame and guilt are powerful emotions, but they don't have to control you. Recognize that holding on to them only keeps you tethered to the past. Like a heavy anchor dragging you down, those negative feelings prevent you from fully experiencing the present moment. Instead of letting those emotions define you, choose to see your mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. Number 3. It's crucial to practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend who's going through a tough time. We tend to be way harsher on ourselves than we ever would be on others, right? But remember, you deserve your own love and support, especially when you've stumbled. Treat yourself with the same gentleness and forgiveness that you would extend to someone you care about. Next up, number 4. Take responsibility for your actions. Now, this doesn't mean wallowing in guilt or beating yourself up. It means acknowledging what happened, understanding the choices you made, and learning from them. Taking ownership of your mistakes is a powerful step towards moving forward. And finally, number 5. Focus on making amends where possible. If your actions have hurt someone else, sincerely apologize and try to repair the damage. If it's not possible to make amends with the person involved, consider how you can learn from the situation and make different choices in the future. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, fuming because you missed a crucial meeting due to your late start. You replay the events in your head, blaming yourself for every little detail, forgetting to set your alarm, hitting that extra snooze button, and even choosing the wrong breakfast cereal. But here is the thing. Dwelling on those thoughts isn't going to change anything. It's like banging your head against a brick wall, it just hurts more. Instead of getting stuck in that negativity spiral, practice self-forgiveness. Acknowledge that you made a mistake, learn from it, and move forward. Maybe this means planning your day better next time, setting reminders, or even choosing a faster breakfast option. It's all about taking control of the situation and making positive changes for the future. So, how can we take these insights and turn them into action? First things first. Start by recognizing when you're getting caught in that regret loop. When those thoughts pop up, challenge them with kindness. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and this one doesn't define your worth. Next, think about what lessons you can learn from the situation. What could you do differently next time? Finally, focus on moving forward with intention and purpose. Remember, self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, patience, and consistent effort. But the rewards are immense. Less stress, more peace of mind, and a renewed sense of freedom to create the life you truly desire. So, go out there, forgive yourself, and let go of the past. You've got this. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep chasing your dreams. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.